everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Welcome back into The Hole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, CSU Rams women's head basketball coach, Coach Ryan Williams. Big game tonight at San Diego State. The standings are ridiculously tight at the top. We got UNLV at the top, of course, but San Diego State, CSU, Wyoming sitting there at 10-4. So these next four games are going to be huge. Coach, thank you so much for giving us some time. Listen to that. Coach, how are you?
Hey, we're doing good. We're sitting here in sunny San Diego waiting for a big game tonight and excited to play this final stretch. It's an important one, so we're ready to go.
Yeah, huge. I mean, you just look at the standings alone. There San Diego State sits right at 10-4. You guys are there. Wyoming's there. It is a huge game for you guys. And setting up for, you know, the last few games, I mean, you guys have had some gutsy wins against Fresno State, San Jose State, Wyoming. I mean, all tight basketball games to set this one up to make it such a big one tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of year. Every game, regardless of record, is going to be challenging. And especially in league, everybody knows each other so well. And we did. We had a really gutsy weekend last weekend. San Jose, Fresno were just two wins that you have to get. And our kids found a way each night and performed really well when we needed to perform well, which the latter part of, you know, those basketball games. So, and tonight, probably no different. And both two talented rosters. We've got a lot of respect for San Diego State. And we hopefully we can put ourselves in a position to get another big road win.
Yeah, no question about it. You talked about it, though, Coach. I mean, at this stage, at this point in the season, we're getting down to the final stretch, four games left. Everybody knows each other so well in this conference. You guys have been just going to battle all season. Does it get, I mean, you just look at the scores all over the conference, it just tight games throughout. It gets complicated here because, like you said to start the segment, teams know each other and they know what to expect. And that's why I think you see these games just go down to the wire so much. Is that right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, I mean, not only do the teams know each other so well, I mean, you've got coaches that have gone against each other for many years now. And, you know, there's really good coaches. It's a league that I think is scouted really well. And it comes down to players making plays in crucial times. And I think guard play is extremely important the latter part of the season. And we're fortunate enough to have a couple really good guards, and hopefully we get Destiny back tonight, who's missed the last really 2.5 games. That would really help us down the stretch if we could get her healthy and going again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, Coach, with Destiny Thurman. Is she a go tonight? Do we not know? Is that kind of a game time type decision there still?
No, we're gonna go with her. Okay. She's going to get the start. She practiced. She went about 12 minutes yesterday in practice and looked okay. We're going to give her a go tonight and just in that first rotation really observe and see how she's moving on that ankle. If it's something that is, you know, she's not her normal self, we probably won't play her that many minutes and hopefully can heal it up a little better for Saturday, which is a huge home game against Air Force. We'll play her. We'll observe during the game, and you know, definitely, you know, she's pretty tough. She's been a tough, competitive kid for us all year, and I think one thing we've learned here without her is we're a lot better with her. And she's just a playmaker for us. Has a really good feel for what we've got to get done on the floor. So having her out there tonight would really help.
We're talking to CSU Rams women's head basketball coach Ryan Williams. Big game tonight against San Diego State. As you said, another big game this weekend, too. You talk about guard play. I mean, you have one of the best guards we've ever seen, McKenna Hofschild. Her numbers are just ridiculous, averaging over 21 points a game, 7.3 assists per game. I mean, all American numbers here for her. Her field goal percentage is out of this world. I mean, Coach, what is it like just having a player like that?
Yeah, it's comforting. It's fun to be able to put the ball in her hands and know some positive things are going to happen. You know, she is having a huge year. And I think it's helped having really good kids around her that has helped her spread the floor, helped us spread the floor. And McKenna's just so hard to handle when they're spacing on the floor. And we've shot the ball at a pretty good clip this year. And I think that's really helped her able to get to her spots, and she's so creative and dynamic with the ball and so impressive in the lane. You know, she's one of the top scorers in the paint, and most people, you know, they relate paint points to post play. And, you know, she is as efficient in that lane as anybody we've ever had and as anybody in the league probably. So, yeah, she's having a remarkable year. I think she would be the first to tell you it's, you know, her teammates really – help her perform as well as she's performing. But she's going to have to continue that, Brady. I mean, it's getting close. You know, the end of the season here, this is when your best need to be playing their best, and McKenna seems to be doing that.
I just think those numbers are just – they just tell so much about a player and how – you talk about those points in the paint at her size, at her height. It just goes to show not just physically what she can do, but mentally. I mean, I talked to her a while back, and it's just this – she has that chip on her shoulder. She has that, you know what, I'm not worried about that at all. I'm going to be scrappy. I'm going to do what it takes. I mean, that says so much to me, especially about a guard, if they can score so well in the paint like that.
Yeah, I mean, she a couple of things, right? Her mentality is right where it needs to be. You know, she does play with an edge, but she also plays with a poise and a composure, which you have to, you know, being her size amongst all those tall bodies in the paint. You know, she knows how to use her pivots really well. Her vision it only continues to get better, and so yeah, it's a credit to her. Her toughness, her ability to make people around her better, that's why we're having a really solid year.
Yeah, no question. Great group. And then as we talked about earlier, if you can get getting Destiny Thurman back, and that one's tough too. Like you said, you kind of want to – you see her out there and you want to gauge that closely, seeing if she's at her best, if she's at her high level. And that's always an interesting battle for you, Coach. I mean, just kind of trying to get a feel for the game and how she's got a feel for the game and what you ultimately want to do as far as how many minutes to give her and such.
Yeah, it just you know, we've got an incredible training staff, and, you know, they're not going to put anybody in a position to where they might hurt themselves. And also, we've had the conversation of just how important it is down the stretch. And, yeah, tonight's a big game, but, you know, we still have a lot of season left. You know, the Mountain West Tournament is right around the corner here. You would hate to just have somebody re-aggravate something that maybe, you know, they just are going to limp on it the rest of the way. So we want her really healthy for the final stretch, which would be those last couple weeks of the season. So, yeah, it's just kind of the juggling act. But this time of year, let's face it, everybody's dinged up and facing kind of some adversity probably in the injury category. But, again, we want to be really, really healthy. We want to have some pop and some bounce when we head to Vegas here in a couple weeks.
We're talking to CSU Rams women's head basketball coach here, Ryan Williams. As we said, tonight's a huge game. The Air Force game coming up on Saturday. That is a big one, too. I mean, these are all monster games. But that last time out, you guys played Air Force. That was a tight game. Ended up losing that one 67-65. Talk to us about that matchup, too, and what that looks like coming up for, because I know fans are really excited about that one this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and they should be. I mean, you know, Air Force is a really tough guard. I mean, they've got, you know, some ability to score the ball at some spots that gave us some fits the first time around. You know, we did not give them our best performance the first time around. You know, we put ourselves in a position to win late, you know, made some mistakes late, which allowed them to get the victory. And you know, we do have a sour taste in our mouth after they beat us in Clune Arena, but they're challenging. You know, they've got some ability to shoot the three at all five spots, and they guard you tough. Nothing's easy when you play Air Force. You know, they put you on the floor a lot. They're going to be very physical with our guard play, very physical with McKenna. They rebound the ball well at a lot of positions. So they've been a tough out for a lot of teams this year, and Saturday will be no different. So the fan support, the energy that we can create in that arena could really help us get a big win. You know, we get off the road. We play tonight and fly back through the night. I think our kids will probably get in bed about 2:30 or 3 this morning or tomorrow morning, and you know, and then a short turnaround. So the energy created in that arena could really help us get a big win against Air Force.
How difficult is that, Coach? I mean, 2:30, 3 in the morning. I mean, just getting your players mentally prepared, regardless of what happens tonight, knowing, okay, we got a fairly quick turnaround and a travel schedule that's just insane. I mean, how difficult is that in managing these players after a game like that?
Yeah, it's extremely difficult, and it's very challenging, yes, for our staff, but the players. You know, I mean, it's no league in the country puts their players through the grind more than the Mountain West Conference. You know, that is a huge issue. These short turnarounds, it's one thing if you're on the road playing two games Thursday, Saturday, but to flip it where you're on the road on Thursday and then got to be back home Saturday, I mean, that is a really, really tough ask. And so it just comes down to the mental toughness aspect. You've got to just align your focus to what has to get done, and it's that game. You can't worry about how tired you are or anything like that. It's you have to align your focus with what's got to get done on that day, and it's challenging. Our kids have done a really good job of that. We've had three or four splits this year, more than most teams in the conference. And what I mean by split, you know, Thursday road, Saturday home, or vice versa. And again, with just 48 hours in between, that's it really challenges a lot of different things. But our kids have handled it well. We will handle it well and be ready to go Saturday.
Coach, how difficult, and maybe this is a dumb question, because here on the radio I can look at it and go, I really hope they end up playing UNLV in the championship game in the Mountain West Conference. I mean, that would be absolutely intense. You see UNLV gets ranked for the first time I saw since 1994. How difficult is that? Okay, you got four games. You got to take care of this business to get there, to put yourself in that best spot. But you guys going up against UNLV, lost those two games. They were just tight. Some of the best games you'll see all year. Is it difficult not to look ahead, get your players look ahead, or is that something that's just a no-brainer? No, we know what we have to do. We know what's out in front of us.
Yeah, I think we've trained our minds, and our kids have got great maturity. You know, we've got some good leadership that understands if you get too far ahead of yourself, you know, you're going to trip. And but yet at the same time, they know what they want.
Sure.
You know, they know, and that's part of sports right there. But again, you just have to align your focus to, you know, what's exactly in front of you. And tonight it's San Diego State, and you know, we're going to perform well tonight, and then we'll focus on Air Force. But at the end of the day, our goal is to get to the NCAA tournament, and that is going to be through the Mountain West Conference championship, the tournament championship, and you're probably going to have to go through a Vegas. We know that. And we want that, but first things first.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, and just a quick preview for our listeners, too. I want to throw this one out. Next Saturday, you guys will be going up another big game. And I know you're not looking too far ahead, but that Wyoming game is going to be on FS1. So there's going to be a great opportunity to get some national exposure for your program.
Yeah, it's always fun to play those games. You know, last year we're on CBS Sports Network for the championship game, and being the border war, it'll be a slugfest. I mean, it always is just kind of one of those brawls. You know, it's usually pretty low scoring, and it's going to be highly contested. I'm sure the AA will have a good crowd, and we're excited to be able to showcase our product. I mean, we've got a good team. We're fun to watch. We've got talented players. And, you know, it's an opportunity to perform well in a big, big game. And really cool. Excited for our kids.
Yeah, no, it is exciting, Coach. And we appreciate you jumping on with us today. You got tip-off in a few hours, so we'll be looking forward to that big opportunity for your team going up against San Diego State. Best of luck to you and your team, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's do it again. There it is, CSU Rams women's head basketball coach Ryan Williams. They're going up against San Diego State tonight. That's a 7 o'clock game. And as Coach said, they're going to turn that around, man. It's going to be like 2:30 or 3 in the morning. The Air Force game on Saturday is at 1. This is a good basketball team. I mean, Angel, for as much as we talk about basketball and how much we thought it was going to be great in this area with the UNCs, CSUs, all that, yeah, there's some things in front of the Bears. We'll talk about that later in the show. But Colorado State, this women's basketball team, that's kind of been the story in the area. 17-8, 10-4. They're right behind. They're tied with San Diego State. They're tied with Wyoming. They won't catch UNLV because of the tiebreaker, and there's only 4 games left. But I thought that story was, talk about how good UNLV is, which CSU was toe-to-toe with them both games. UNLV ranked for the first time since 1994. So it just kind of goes to show you the attention going forward, the attention on this conference, on the Mountain West Conference. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, Angel, my poll question yesterday, we didn't do the show yesterday. We had stuff was going on, but all good now. We're all good. The wholeshow.com's poll question of the day, and I just want to gauge our hooligans here. Who are you rooting for in the XFL this season? So I know you've got your team. I've got my team. We got a couple of hooligans that have gotten in the mix here. But I don't know, man. There's 8 teams. Basically, people are just picking the best mascot right now. But look at this, dude. Is this disappoint you? 22%. That's leading the poll. 0 interest. Yeah, what are you going to do? You guys are missing out, man.
It's the next evolution of football.
Next is the San Antonio Brahmas. That's Tanner's team, isn't it?
A lot of Cal folks out here.
Cal folks, yep. DC Defenders next. Orlando Guardians. Dude, my...
It's Paxton Lynch's team.
It is Paxton Lynch.
Old Mr. Mustache.
Well, the Brahmas, Hines Ward's the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wade Phillips is the coach of the Roughnecks. It kind of fits. Wade Phillips, man. We're not getting a lot of love. Last place here for the votes, Houston Roughnecks. That's Brian's team. 5% of the vote, although we're tied at the bottom. St. Louis and Seattle. So
that's
go
fine,
vote.
Because we're the top 2 title favorites.
Yeah. Are the Sea Dragons?
I think it's the Sea Dragons and then the Battle Hawks.
Oh, man. This is getting intense, dude. This is going to be intense. I don't even know who Seattle plays this week. Who do they play? I don't even care. I don't even know if it matters. I don't even know if I'll end up watching. I'm going to try. Angel challenged me and said, hey, let's try to get into it and let's see. So
you have the Defenders on Sunday night.
All right, they ain't defending anything.
ESPN.
Oh, that's going to be on ESPN?
Yeah, ESPN and ABC.
Dude, this is legitimate football. Do you think it's going to make it? Do you think this is going to last?
We'll see. I think when they did it a couple years ago, it had a pretty decent following. I think the USFL is still a step ahead because they've already had a year with their, you know, with their franchises and their leagues and stuff. But I feel like there's some excitement for it. And you have Dwayne The Rock Johnson as like a spokesperson or whatever he's doing with it. He's bringing a new life to it. I'm excited.
I feel like there is a little bit more of a buzz around it this time. Now, when the XFL first started, you know, Vince McMahon came out, and he's the owner at the time is WWF, now WWE. Angel, it was so gimmicky, and gimmicks don't work. They just don't. So I think what they did this time around was they're really pushing it's football. It's not like, because the XFL came out, you know, you could put your whatever name you want on the back of your jersey. No fair catches. Late hits were ignored. I mean, that was kind of part of their shtick was, well, let's make it kind of like WWE meets football. And gimmicks just don't work, man. If they pack a punch for a little bit, it's not going to last. But I think they've gone about it a little bit differently this time around. So go vote. I want to see where you guys are on this one at thewholeshow.com and let us know who you're thinking. Who are you interested in as far as the XFL goes? Pick a team.
You can do double forward passes.
So tell me about that.
So if the forward pass is behind the line of scrimmage, the team may throw a second forward pass as long as the ball has not crossed the line of scrimmage.
So a little gimmicky.
There's not really another ton of changes to the rules. 35-second play clock, 3 overtime scoring rounds per team, 3 timeouts per half, kickoff alternatives. If you don't want to kick it off to another team, you can try an onside kick or a 4th-and-15 conversion attempt.
That's interesting.
So it's a little different, but it's still football.
See, that was proposed to the NFL too. Was like, hey, if you don't want to, you can instead of kicking it, you can choose to take it from what fourth? It'd be 4th-and-15 from your own what?
25.
25.
Only in the fourth quarter.
Only in the fourth quarter. Okay.
It's a strategy. And then our teams play on Thursday night.
Thursday night.
We have Thursday night football.
Are we going to revive the Thursday night special? Normally, we just do that during the NFL season. I almost said football season, but clearly, it's football season, man. It's the XFL.
Team has a couple of Thursday games.
Heck yeah, man. My Seattle Sea Dragons. Who's the starting quarterback? Is it Steven Montez? I don't know. He's there. He's former Buff. Is it good enough to be a starting quarterback? Because he was in the NFL for a bit. He was just like a fourth string guy with the Commanders.
So your quarterbacks are Steven Montez.
Okay.
Harrison Frost from West Georgia.
Love it.
And Mr. Ben DiNucci.
Yes. Is he starting?
I don't know. They only have 3 quarterbacks. It doesn't say the depth chart, but
oh, great.
You got Ben DiNucci.
We got some players, man. We got players on this team.
And Josh Gordon.
And Josh Gordon, former CSU Ram, Barry Wesley. Jim Haslett's our coach. Let's go. Eastside Chris says, go Houston. From the 970, go Roughnecks. All right, there we go. Go vote at thewholeshow.com because the Roughnecks aren't getting a lot of love here. It goes zero interest and then the San Antonio Brahmas. That's where we're going. Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Which team are you rooting for in the XFL? 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll take a short break. Coming up, we still have Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins Coloradoan, and then we're going to talk to new UNC Bears baseball coach Mike Anderson, who has connections to this area. I think it's a great move. I heard him on with Clark and the coach not too long ago, and he was great there. So 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The trade deadline is coming gone. Can the Nuggets finally get to the finals? Hear our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.